Good morning, a Monday morning. That, of course, means Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, joins us. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Lots to talk about today. We have, first, a cross endorsement. Explain.
Yeah, with the federal congressional primaries tomorrow, Cynthia Nixon, who's running for governor against Andrew Cuomo, is endorsing Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She's running against longtime House member from Queens and the Bronx, Joe Crowley. Crowley, who's been mentioned as a possible future Speaker of the House. So Nixon and Ocasio-Cortez are both endorsing each other today. They're both insurgent women. They're both saying they're trying to break the old boys club establishment Democrats. Men, and they're getting together today and supporting each other.
You mentioned elections. You mentioned primaries, of course. The big primaries tomorrow, perhaps the biggest one, is in Staten Island.
That's got a national focus on it. It's former Congressman Michael Grimm, who left office after being convicted of crimes. He's running to regain a seat against Dan Donovan. Grimm is a strong supporter of President Trump, but Donovan has the support of President Trump, but that doesn't seem to be working on more conservative Staten Island. Grimm, the last poll showed, had a 10-point lead over Donovan.
And, of course, we have further upstate the district that has held the seat, the 19th Congressional District, by John Faso. You've got seven Democrats in that race, and, of course, a slew of Democrats in the race facing North Country's Elise Stefanik.
Whoever wins is going into what Democrats are hoping are a blue wave come November. Obviously, nationally, the hope is that the Democrats, if you're a Democrat, will recapture the House. The Republicans feel that the blue wave is overblown, but certainly tomorrow is a big step in seeing who is going to be facing the incumbent Republicans here in New York.
Well, you've got your column today looking at the winners and losers of this just completed, not so exciting legislative session.
Picking the winners was not as easy as it was in the past, and the losers was a lot easier. You know, among the winners, you had the state Senate Democrats who were able to block any bills they wanted because the Republicans lacked a member, especially at the end of session. Democrats are poised to take control of the chamber in November, potentially. They need one or two more seats, and they'll have the majority. Carl Hastie, the Assembly Speaker, was a winner. Simcha Felder, a Democrat who caucuses with the Republicans, was a winner. He got to sit with the Republicans and basically dictate terms of the session and the budget. Among the losers was Eric Schneiderman, the two-term attorney general, who resigned abruptly, obviously, after a story alleged he physically assaulted four women. The Senate Republicans, which were in chaos, they're among the losers. Senator Jeffrey Klein, who headed the old IDC, the breakaway Democrats, who are aligned with the Republicans, He's a loser because he ended up being accused of sexually harassing, forcibly kissing a woman, a former staffer, several years ago. He denies the claim. And they also dissolved the IDC, and he lost all his power. Basically, he's with the back with the Senate Democrats. Governor Cuomo was an incomplete, probably his least accomplished session of his 8 years in office. One of his top aides was convicted of corruption. There's another corruption trial involving his administration. Yet, even though he's facing a primary and he's being hammered from the left and right, the polls show he's still way ahead in both the primary and general elections.
Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, joins us each Monday. For more, you can go to nydailynews.com, and we're always online at wamc.org. Ken, thanks.
Anytime. Be well.